From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Sales of new single-family homes are holding steady, showing no change in August. Another sign the housing market is beginning to stabilize after declining following the end of a home buying tax credit last spring. But there were big regional differences. Home sales were up sharply in the West and Northeast, but down sharply in the South and Midwest. The Commerce Department says the supply of new homes available fell for a third straight month in August, down to its lowest level in 42 years. And sales were down 29% compared to the same month last year. In another report out this morning, the Commerce Department says orders to U.S. factories for manufactured big-ticket items fell last month, down 1.3%. But Daniel Carson says that drop was fueled almost entirely by a fall-off in demand for commercial airplanes and cars.
Without big-ticket goods like airplanes, orders actually went up 2%. Business spending on capital goods, which has been a bright spot in the economic recovery, rose 4%. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
New orders for computer products were up 12%. Communication equipment was up for the second month in a row by almost 10%. Machinery orders were up 4%. So this is actually a fairly strong report.
Economists are pleased that business spending is strong, but they say it's no substitute for consumer spending, which accounts for most of the country's economic output. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Demonstrators have been marching in several cities in Pakistan today, protesting the sentencing of a U.S.-trained Pakistani scientist. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the Pakistani government wants her released and returned home.
Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani said he had lobbied the U.S. government to release Afia Siddiqui in the interest of improving the U.S.'s image in Pakistan. Gilani called Siddiqui the daughter of the nation in remarks before the Pakistani parliament, which passed a resolution calling for her repatriation. Many Pakistani citizens believe she was unjustly convicted by a New York court yesterday and sentenced to 86 years in jail for shooting at U.S. Army interrogators in Afghanistan. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Lahore.
For the first time in 5 years, a woman has been executed in the U.S. 41-year-old Teresa Lewis put to death by lethal injection in Virginia last night for arranging the killings of her husband and stepson in order to collect on an insurance policy. Television reporter Katie Beck witnessed the execution and says Lewis appeared frightened as she entered the death chamber.
When she was led to the gurney, I think became visibly more nervous, visibly more upset. And when she laid down, the corrections officer that was closest to her head on the top of the gurney was actually tapping the top of her shoulders to try and calm her, it seemed.
The U.S. Supreme Court and the governor of Virginia declined to intervene and stop the execution. Wall Street stocks are up, the Dow up 177. This is NPR. Flooding is forcing the evacuation of dozens of homes in Minnesota and in Wisconsin. Some 300 homes have been evacuated in the town of Arcadia. More rain is forecast for the region today. An emerald that weighs nearly as much as a horse is the subject of a court case in Los Angeles today. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says the judge will try to determine who owns the giant gem.
Tony Thomas claims he bought the Bahia Emerald, all 840 pounds of it, soon after its excavation nearly 10 years ago in Brazil. After he arranged to have it shipped home, Thomas says he was tricked into believing the gem had been stolen. It's been in the hands of several people since then. It even turned up in a flooded warehouse in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. Thomas wants the judge to award the emerald to him because he was the first one to buy it. But lawyers for other claimants point out that Thomas never actually took possession of it, so he cannot be the owner. Thomas paid $600,000 for it in 2001. The Bahia Emerald has been appraised at nearly $400 million. Right now, it's being held under lock and key by L.A. County sheriffs. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Singer Eddie Fisher is dead at the age of 82. He had a series of hit songs back in the late 1950s. Became better known for his marriages, most prominently to actress Debbie Reynolds. They were considered a storybook couple, but their daughter, Carrie Fisher, of Star Wars fame, says her dad had a hard time showing his love.
My father has emotional ADD.
Meaning the focus of his love was constantly shifting. Fisher's career never rebounded after he divorced Reynolds and married Elizabeth Taylor. This is NPR News from Washington.